a patient named Kirsten, that's K-U-R-S-T-Y-N, last name McIntyre, M-C-I-N-T-Y-R-E. Date of birth, 1/14/14. Date of service, 12/1/23. This is a 9-year-old female patient here today, complained of bilateral ear pain. She's had these symptoms for the last 3 days. I've inquired with the mom. There's no other symptom that they verbalized. There's no flu-like symptoms, no fever, no sore throat, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She maintains her normal bowel and bladder function as usual, period to paragraph. The sole complaint today is bilateral ear pain, period to paragraph. Blood pressure 116/68. Pulse 107, respirations 18, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 100%, current weight 98 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history. Reviewed surgical history, negative social history. Lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke, period to paragraph. Labs, none done today, period to paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She doesn't appear to be in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal around, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema. Left is worse than right. Landmarks are not visible. Period, a new paragraph. Oral pharyngeal area, no erythema. Oral mucosa, moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, mildly tachycardic at 107. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, mildly obese, period to paragraph. Assessment and plan, acute bilateral otitis media. Patient will receive amoxicillin 400 per 5 ml, 10 ml POBID times 10 days, number 200 ml. She's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Monitor symptoms. Return to clinic if needed.